Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Soar Confidence. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, comparing yourself to others, striving for perfection? You know that feeling, wishing you could just hit pause, breathe, and be a little kinder to yourself. Today we're diving deep into the powerful art of self-compassion and empathy because let's face it, life throws curveballs, and sometimes we need to treat ourselves with a little extra love and understanding. Think about it. We're so quick to offer comfort and support to our friends when they're down, but how often do we extend that same grace to ourselves? We all have those inner critics whispering doubts, pointing out flaws, and reminding us of past mistakes. But guess what? Nobody's perfect. And sometimes those voices need a serious reality check. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of self-compassion. First, remember that you are human. You are allowed to make mistakes, feel imperfect, and have off days. It's part of being human. Don't let your inner critic turn the stumbles into full-blown catastrophes. Instead, see them as learning opportunities, chances to grow and become stronger. Imagine a friend falling flat on their face. Would you berate them? Or would you offer a helping hand and some words of encouragement? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Second, practice mindful awareness. When those negative thoughts creep in, don't ignore them or try to suppress them. Acknowledge them, observe them without judgment, and then gently let them go. It's like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge their presence, but don't get caught up in them. Mindfulness isn't about erasing negativity, it's about creating space between your thoughts and your reactions. Third, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can shift your perspective and boost your self-compassion. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small. Maybe it's a sunny morning, a delicious meal, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Those little moments of joy add up and remind you that life is beautiful even amidst the challenges. Fourth, engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Prioritize activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and help you recharge. Maybe it's going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to uplifting music, or spending time with people who make you feel good. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with self-compassion at times. It's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that every step you take towards greater self-love is a victory worth celebrating. Think about a time when you were overly critical of yourself for something that didn't go as planned. Maybe you bombed a presentation, forgot an important appointment, or tripped and fell in front of everyone. We've all been there. How did you talk to yourself afterwards? Did you offer any words of kindness and understanding, or did your inner critic go into overdrive? Think about what you would say to a friend in the same situation. Chances are you'd be more compassionate and forgiving. So why not extend that same grace to yourself? Remember, self-compassion isn't about ignoring your mistakes or letting them slide. It's about acknowledging them with kindness, learning from them, and moving forward with greater understanding and resilience. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of self-compassion and empathy. Remember, you deserve to be treated with love and kindness, starting with yourself. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your strengths, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. Ready to take action? I challenge you to practice one act of self-compassion today. Maybe it's taking a few minutes for mindful breathing, writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or simply saying it's okay when those negative thoughts arise. And don't forget to share your experiences. Tag me on social media and let's create a community of support and encouragement. Until next time, stay confident, stay kind, and remember you are amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.